Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We clap for the Lord. Thank you all for being here this morning. And thank you all of you joining us right now online. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center. We are located in Randallstown, Maryland. And here we are on a beautiful Tuesday morning. How to keep your healing service. Amen. And I do want to get started right away in the Word of God. So let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we love you. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you do here, Lord, in your house. We thank you, Lord, for all the healings, for all the miracles that we see. We thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand that works, Lord, in the midst of your people. Thank you, Holy Spirit, how you teach us, how you teach the word, how you instruct us, how you guide us, how you speak to us, Lord. Lord, we cherish this personal relationship that we have with you. And Holy Spirit, as your word is being brought forth this morning, I pray, Lord, that you will minister on a one-on-one basis to everyone, Lord, here this morning and everyone who is watching at this very moment. We bless your holy name forever. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Do you have your Bibles with you today?
Yes.
Yes. Turn with me to, thank you. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 15. And we are going to read verse 13 through verse 15. And once you are there, I'll just wait for maybe two or three amens. Okay, that's one. I think I heard a two. Do I have a third amen? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I didn't hear it, so yeah. There we go. Let's go ahead and read that. The Word of God is going to come through Proverbs 15 today, starting verse 13. A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. And verse 15 says, all the days of the afflicted are evil, but he who is of a merry heart has a continual feast. Amen. This morning, I am touching on a subject that I have already spoken before. I taught on the subject last year, and I believe also in 2022, the previous year. And that is the topic of a merry heart. One thing that in my travels as of late, and one thing that I have seen, a common denominator seems like with people whom have issues and they come up for prayer and they come up for ministering, whether that's on a one-on-one prayer or prophecy or counseling, whatever the case might be. One thing that is very common across the board is someone who is suffering from depression. And if they're not suffering from depression, if they're not, then they have a very sad countenance as a result of their circumstance. And oftentimes, I hear the Lord say to every single one of them, gladden your heart. Gladden your heart. Over and over and over again. And sometimes I stop to think about that, and I try to, and I say this respectfully, and with the fear of the Lord, sometimes I try to put myself in God's shoes, right? And knowing what I know about the Lord based upon His Word, based upon what He has said, now I put myself on the other side, looking at down, or looking at the people. And if by all means everything has already been given to us, but we just have to go and claim it, we have to go after it, we have to believe, we have to know who we are as children of God, deserving of the promise, to walk in the ways that He told us to walk, and to have faith and believe that we can fight the enemy and win, sometimes I wonder, why are they sad? Why are they depressed? And as we're going to be studying here today, and this might go on to maybe next week, if the Lord allows, sadness and depression bring on so many other battles into our lives that otherwise should not be there. When someone is going through trial times and going through difficult times, it is very easy for someone to feel down. It is very easy for someone to be discouraged. Actually, that's a very good terminology there. Discouragement. But I want to show you right now, in these three verses that we just finished reading, what exactly it's referring to right now and how it can apply to you to being an overcomer. In this set of verses, it refers to three different types of hearts and situations that we all need. The very first one is a happy heart. The second is this, that is almost even more important than of all the three, and that is this, a discerning heart. And third, a cheerful heart. Now, cheerful and happy are two different things. Happy is the very first thing that I said. The last thing that I mentioned is cheerful. We're going to talk about that in this study. But right in the middle of those two, we have something called a discerning heart that you must have, and including you watching right now online. You have to be able to discern. You have to be able to tell what is going on. And there's only one way that we can get discernment. And we're going to talk about that this morning. I want to start out by saying that there's something here that's spoken to us in this proverb that is inner joy. And that word is the word samah. And here's the difference between everything that we're talking about. When you have inner joy inside of you, do you know how you're able to tell? This is not a trick question. It's actually a very easy question, but maybe you might overthink it right now. How can you tell someone has inner joy inside of them continuously?
Feeling peaceful.
I'm looking for a different answer. And the answer actually was just given right now. You smile. That's right. You see, if I see, and this is very simple. If you're walking into a room and someone that you know is like, or you already know that there's something going on inside of them, right? They might have just had an argument on the way here in the car with somebody. Somebody might have just cut them off or something like that, or gave the one finger wave, you know? That'll probably send everybody like up to here, blood boiling, right? Somebody messed up your breakfast sandwich, whatever. You might have woken up with your neck a little bit stiff. You might have gotten some bad news. Whatever the case, whatever that news might be, that had an effect on your internal feelings. And as a result, it shows on your facial countenance. Same thing. Inner joy is perceived by what is shown in your face, generally in a form of a smile. It shows all over a person's face. Can you put up for me, please, Proverbs chapter 15, if you want to turn there with me, verse 21. Proverbs 15, 21. Thank you. Folly is joy to him who is destitute of discernment. But a man of understanding walks uprightly. Amen? Notice how now all things are starting to come together here, but we're not finished yet. Folly is a joy to him who is destitute of discernment. If you don't discern, if you cannot understand, if you have no idea, well, if you're showing joy and happiness, it's like for nothing. But notice how understanding is required. If you have understanding, if you have the know-how, something automatically is going to bubble inside of you, and that will be confidence. You're going to be confident in something because you have the discernment. And that confidence is automatically going to reproduce joy, which is what we're after right now. Amen? Amen. Now, on the flip side of things, however, I'm going to say this. Inner grief depresses a person's morale. It does. And this is what we're trying to avoid at all costs. Did you know that inner grief, inner sadness, all of that helps you age quicker? Did you know that? You pre-wrinkle. Now, on the opposite, people who are always happy and always smiling, it seems as though their aging process decreases. Haven't you heard a study where people who smile a lot look younger? Is that true? Did you hear that? Or that's true, right? Listen to what the Word of God says concerning that. Let's go over to Proverbs 14, verse 13. Amen, amen. Amen. Proverbs 13, 14. I'm sorry, 14, 13. My apologies. Good? All right. Check this out. Even in laughter, the heart may sorrow, and the end of mirth may be grief. What is right now this proverb talking about? The very beginning of what I said. Inner grief depresses a person's morale. This is what they call heartache. Heartache. Amen? Amen? One person, they might laugh. They might seem as though everything is fine. But right now, we're targeting a heart. And the end of a mirth may be grief. What is mirth? Glee, joyfulness, rejoicing. Basically saying that the end of all that rejoicing is ultimately grief, which is going to affect your inside. But there's one thing also that I want to share with you right now, which all these things I am showing for us to avoid them. And that is a crushed spirit. Once the spirit of someone is crushed, is annihilated, it is very hard for you to repair that. And that comes from a result of years and years of situations, years of grieving, years of the same struggle, years of being sad, years of heartache. The end result of that is a crushed spirit. Let's go over to chapter 18, please, of Proverbs, verse 14. When you have it, you can put it up. Proverbs 18:14 says, "The spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness, but who can bear a broken spirit?" Amen? Amen. Right now, we're getting to the meat and potatoes of things. We're really getting now to the nitty-gritty. Notice how your spirit right now, the Word of God, is directly connected to your health. The spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness. Did the Word of God just say that? Your spirit has a huge play, a big play in how your outward health is. Just what's inside of you. Your spirit comes from God, directly from God. Your conscience, your mind, your feelings, that's all connected to your soul. Your conscious and your subconscious, those are all soulless things. And all these things are inhabited in this body that we have. But this body reflects what is inside of us. And one thing that we must always be aware of is, how is our emotional health? How are you emotionally right now? Who can bear a broken spirit? And I'm here to say right now, no one can. Happiness and depression are both issues of the heart. Whether you're happy, whether you're glad, whether you're joyful, that's a situation of the heart. Only your heart dictates that. But something else also can happen. Depression also stems from the heart as well. Amen? One inward's character has a great impact on emotional state than any sort of external circumstance that you might face. Many people have the opposite, many people think the wrong way, the opposite of what it actually is. They think that outward circumstance is what's going to make them happy. If I have a better paying job, if I drive a better car, all these materialistic things, if I have a couple million dollars on my account, I could be peaceful. I can finally rest. And all these tainted things. What's around you? Or another good one, if I am married, I'm finally going to be happy. If I have a new house with a husband, with a wife, if I have children, I've always wanted to have children. If I finally have children, I'm going to be happy in my new house with my husband, with my wife. Right? With a white picket fence to go around. Like all these things, you know, and they're gonna have a little small fluffy dog like this and a cat for them to play together. Like people imagine all these outward circumstances thinking that that will solve or cure an issue that stems from the heart. Amen? Amen. What am I saying right now? What I am saying right now is this. An individual with inner strength are better at handling difficult situations than someone who lacks inner strength in that area. That's all. When your heart is strong, when you don't allow circumstances to reach you, when you can trust in the Lord in all that you do and watch God be God in your life, you are able to take on circumstances in life. What circumstances? A spouse that's giving you a lot of headache. Or that guy that's giving you trouble at work. Or maybe even a doctor report that you just got that is not very favorable, but you're just trying to muscle through it, through life. And I said, well, man, you know, I'd say I probably got another 10 years in the tank. I'm just going to muscle this through and call it a day. When my time, you cannot have that type of attitude. All these things are things that are being displayed coming from your heart. is what I'm trying to say. Amen? Amen. Do you believe this?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Now, do you have my opening verse there by chance? No, right? My first verse. Can you zoom in on verse 14, Proverbs 15, 14? I want to move on from verse 13 to verse 14. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. What is this saying right now? Discernment and understanding is equally as important in the topic of conversation that we're having right now. Because if you have the understanding, if you can discern an issue, you're going to do something about it, and you're going to do it the right way. Everything that's being mentioned right now to this very point, they all speak about discerning, discernment. Okay, potentially I am not getting the satisfaction that I thought I would with me having my dream home in the dream neighborhood, having the job that I finally got that I've been applying for the last 4 years, 5 years, whatever circumstance you want to apply right there. The discernment part of it is this. What is happening inside of you? What is going on inside of you? What issues right now are stemming from the heart? And here's a very easy one for me to use right now in reference to the topic. You know one thing that really strikes a person's heart and scars them sometimes for life? Unforgiveness. And that's also been linked to cancer, you know. Like big cancer. Heart disease. Unforgiveness. Harboring unforgiveness inside of you. Against who? Against someone in your childhood. Against a school teacher once upon a time. Against your ex, your ex-husband, your ex-wife. Maybe an ex from high school or college. Whatever the case might be. A parent, a sibling, a cousin, an aunt, an uncle. Unforgiveness is also something that is stored inside of a person's heart. And that causes a lot of things to happen in your physical body, as the Word of God says. Amen?
Amen?
And here is where you need discernment to tackle the problem at its root. Here is where you have to know. Here is where you have to have understanding for you to approach things how they're supposed to be approached. Amen? Let's go over to chapter 18, verse 15, please, of Proverbs. Proverbs 18, 15. Are we there?
Amen.
Amen. The Word of God says, the heart of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. Now, the very beginning of this verse talks about what we're talking about right now, which is what? The heart. The heart of the wise man, the wise woman. The heart of someone who's prudent. Your heart, it searches for, it seeks, it acquires knowledge and more knowledge. There's a common saying here in the United States, in the English language, that goes like this. Knowledge is power. Have you heard that before?
Yes.
Knowledge is power. As a matter of fact, in the Word of God, it has a similar statement to that. Do you know what that is in the Old Testament? For the lack of knowledge, my people perish, right? For the lack of wisdom, for the lack of knowledge, you're not going to do so good. Basically, the saying is this. If you knew better, you would do better, right? If you just knew better. And this is why it's saying the heart of the wise. If you are wise, you're going to acquire. You're going to seek. But then it says, but a fool feeds on nonsense. Folly, as the Word of God says. It is content with. It is content with whatever their friend is saying, whatever their peers are saying, whatever someone who lacks understanding, who lacks knowledge, is trying to feed into you. And then you just never come out of that rut. You never are able to win that battle. You're not able to come out of the circumstance. You're not seeing improvement. And this is what I want to address. This is what I truly want to address here tonight. This morning. Understanding. Have discernment. That's equally as important as everything else. Amen? Can we have here Proverbs 15:15 now? Which is the third verse in my opening verse. I started in verse 15, 13 all the way to 15. Let's read now Proverbs 15:15. The last one of those, it says this. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he who is of a merry heart has a continual feast. What? Feast. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. How many of you would love to be living in a continual feast every single day?
Amen. Right?
I'm here to say right now, that is 100% attainable. That is possible. Amen?
Amen.
And here are the circumstances for that. But he who is of a merry heart has a continual feast. But how do you do that? How do you get to that situation? You have to discern. You have to seek wisdom. You have to be able to search. Search in God's Word. Or something very easy. Be on Bible studies like today, and you'll learn about these things. Amen? You are receiving wisdom. You are feeding your inner man so that you know what to do, so you know how to proceed with things. You see, in contrast with the oppressed, meaning those who are bowed down, those who are going through afflicted times, even those who are needy, those who are miserable, opposed to those people, the opposite of those, are people who are cheerful. And this is your portion, cheerfulness. And as a result of that, you have a continual feast.
Amen.
You enjoy life in spite of the circumstance.
Amen.
You enjoy life despite of what the government is doing, despite of what the president is doing, despite of what your local government, whatever it is, your jurisdiction, this or the school system, or the police force, or whatever. What's that other one? What's that? The homeowner community, what do you call that? Homeowner association. Some people have a big beef with their homeowner association. What are they doing now, right? They're raising prices. I don't see the results of what I'm paying. In spite of all the circumstances that's happening around you, you are still happy. Nothing steals your peace.
Amen.
Nothing can steal your joy because of this merry heart, this cheerful heart. This is how you were made. This is how you were made to live every single day of your life. This is God. This is how God has made us. This is how the Lord has wired us. We cannot let the enemy steal that from any of us, no longer. So therefore, people ought to be encouraged constantly. Be an encouragement to someone. Be a blessing to someone. Maybe someone might not have the understanding and the discernment that you do. Maybe someone might not have the know-how. But you do. Be an encouragement to that person. Help them. Amen?
Amen.
My final verse for this morning is Proverbs 14, 21. If I may have that, please. If you want to turn there, you can. Proverbs 14, 21 says, "He who despises his neighbor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor, happy, happy is he."
Hallelujah.
And I'm also going to add a she to that also. Amen.
Amen.
All of these things are pointing towards one direction: a merry heart, a cheerful heart, a joyous heart, a festive heart, and also a heart with discernment. Discernment. So therefore, let us help one another. The Word of God here says, don't despise your fellow man. Don't despise those who are in need. Sometimes the need might go beyond the physical need. Sometimes the need might not just reside on, you know, bodily things. How about someone who has everything? Or how about someone who is comfortable, who is accommodated, but they still suffer from depression? You can help those as well, not to forsake those who also have bodily needs. Don't get me misunderstood here. We help those also. But sometimes it goes beyond what you can see on the outside. Sometimes they might just be going through a depressive time. Now you have the understanding. Let us help those as well. Amen?
Amen?
And by doing so, the Word of God is promising every single one of us, happy will be that individual. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your instructions. We thank you, Lord, that sadness is not our portion. Fear is not our portion. As children of God, all those things, Lord, come from the devil. And we cast those things out in Jesus' name. May the only thing, Lord, that we ever fear is you, Lord. For the fear of the Lord is our strength. The fear of the Lord brings on wisdom. The fear of the Lord is all that we need in this life. To serve you, Lord, with a purpose, with a meaning. May we serve you, Lord, with all of our hearts. And I pray, Lord, right now that we all, every single one of us, Lord, may we cast out every single fear from our hearts, from our lives, everything, Lord, that is bringing those feelings, Lord, may we cast it out in Jesus' name. And may we be a blessing, Lord, to others around us, every person, Lord, around us, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for who we are in you. Thank you, Lord, so much. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Let's give another big clap unto the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. Let's continue to worship the Lord with our tithe and offering. Let's stretch forth our hand towards the offering. Lord, we thank you. We worship you. We thank you for out of the abundance you have blessed us. We're presenting this before you, Lord. Father, let there be increase. Bless your people, O Lord. Bless us so much that we will spread the gospel around the whole world. And let this which we present to you, O Lord, be used for kingdom purpose. Thank you, Father, for you have answered our prayers. In Jesus' most wonderful name we have prayed. Amen.